972-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
So you will know the inner witness in your spirit. Now this is proof that you're under the open heaven, that you've crossed over. Number three, this is very important. You will receive the discerning of spirits. You'll be able to discern spirits. I mentioned last service that we're coming upon a time of great deception. And when we talk about deception, we're not talking about the devil with horns, red suit, and a pitchfork. That's the devil. And we know. But what about that one standing next to you? That can't be the devil. That's the devil in disguise. But God is going, or has, equipped you with the discerning of spirit. You don't have to be critical in your spirit. You don't have to be searching for the devil under every rock. You don't have to be cynical with people. When you see with eyes of compassion, you see clearly. See, God can trust you with that when you see when you see with eyes of compassion. You can see people. Because you will treat them as God would treat them. So you'll receive the discerning of spirit. Give me Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1 and verse 13, and we'll read verse 14 and 17 of that verse, chapter 2. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That's speaking about we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that is the discerner. He will guide us into all truth. He will be the one that discerns error, not your reasoning. As adults, we that are adults, we've exercised our senses to discern good and evil. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the discerning of spirits, stuff you can't see. But in that inner witness, there's a knowing. No matter how dressed up it is, how good it looks, the Holy Spirit will know how to give you to have something in that eye so they will see. You understand? It may not be physically that you see, but you see. How many understand what I'm talking about here? So you will receive the discerning of the verse 17. This is what I love. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That the Lord may give you the spirit of wisdom. Revelation. There are things that are hidden that have to be revealed. Amen. They're hidden not necessarily from you, hidden for you. Get ready for discernment on a much deeper level. I shared this with my wife, and it's interesting. I love to go back and listen to prophetic words. I try to gather all that I can of those that I believe are reputable, accurate prophets, even Fleming. A lot of times, I have many from in the house here that I've written back. I go back and look that over at different times. But I was looking at something. I had a dream in Trinidad, and I shared it with my wife, and I always like to share part of it because the other part was for me. And I wonder if I'd be jealous. But there were two ladies. And they laid their hands on my head. And they were praying. And the one, I'll only tell you, the one on the left side, that she was praying. I ain't telling the devil. Hallelujah. But the one that was praying on this side was praying for the different parts of my brain. I could hear it just as clear. And when I woke, I wrote some things down. And I went and I looked at what she was praying for. Different parts of my brain to, you know, be enhanced and enriched and all this stuff. And it actually, the parts of the brain she was praying for actually coincided with some things that in 2004, a prophetic word was spoken to me that God had to do something in my brain. And they said, when he does this, that some things are going to open up. And I thought, my, look here, just here recently, you know, he shows me a dream, they're praying for these things to open, these parts of the brain to open, the creative part, the different parts of the brain. If I were to get into a lot of detail, but I won't do all that. But that particular one was laying hands on and praying for an enhancement, enrichment, enlargement, this capacity of the brain. Years before, it was spoken that not only the church, but I too would be taken into such a high spiritual traffic that my brain had to be changed in order to not be wearied by all that was taking place in the spirit realm. Are y'all ready for this? If it's for me, it's for this house too. So God's giving us access to the spirit realm more than ever before. And we will receive the discerning of spirits. Okay, number four, on your part, because of the transformation, number four, you're going to allow now the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, not just visit you. You become a dwelling place, a place where he dwells, lives. Get me Romans 8, verse 9. Look at someone, tell them, I now allow the Holy Spirit to dwell here. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, look at this. I want you to see these words. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell. It's one thing to be there and not be there. It's another thing to dwell there. Dwell means to stay. It means to live. It means to abide. And honestly, with many saints, it's not been an abode. You belong to him, but he said you are not in the flesh. See, a lot of people have been in the flesh because he's there, but they don't let him dwell. Remember how we talk about God sanctifies that he rests upon. He's not what he's looking for, not out of tiredness, but a place to rest his head, to rest his authority, to rest. The Sabbath became holy because God rested him. And so when he can dwell, he said in the book of Revelation, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open the door, I and my Father will come in and sup with him. We will make our abode with him. I will dwell with him." You know, when you dwell with someone, you live with them. It's your dwelling place. It's where you stay. And so God says that you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be. Now, I mean, you can be saved and be in the flesh. Say amen in the middle here. Say amen over to the right. Left. You can be saved and be in the flesh. Carnal. The Corinthian church. Have a bad attitude. I mean, we can't afford a negative attitude. Be angry and sin not. In other words, don't stay angry. Don't let anger brood there. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You're going to do foolish things, make foolish decisions based upon anger or jealousy or strife or just negativity in general. And the world 24/7, if you allow it to, is constantly trying to get you down. It's the system. People talk crazy. You know, stuff happens. The world, the frequency of the world is not the frequency of the kingdom. And you're in the flesh, you're carnal when you're not governed by the frequency of God. Ask somebody, what you mad at? Tell them, if you mad, you better get glad. Walk around here mad, pouting at folk. What's your story? I don't mean no harm, but look, tell somebody, shake yourself. If look at him, say, "Is that you?" Shake it off. Don't let the poison stay in. Shake it off. Shake that serpent off. And watch what the devil meant for evil, God means for good. God will turn it around for good. But you got to help. You have a part to play.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Mm-hmm.